Hello, this is Cliff from Capes and Scales. I'm doing my review of The Killing Joke. I just saw it in theaters. I was really excited to go see this. And before I go any further, I should just let you know, there will be spoilers abound. So if you're not into having what happens spoiled, I would turn away now and come back after you've seen it. So I've read Batman The Killing Joke by Alan Moore. It's on everyone's top 10 list of best Batman stories. It's a great story. I highly recommend that everyone that likes Batman read it. It's great. The movie. They add about 25 minutes of fluff to the beginning of it, where it's a Barbara Gordon story, but it feels more like fan fiction. It took away from the overall story because it was kind of lighthearted, but then felt sort of like something you'd read where people just really wanted Barbara Gordon to be with Batman. It was over-sexualized for no reason and really took away from the overall experience of the movie. Now, as soon as the movie took on the role of the book, where you see Batman walking into Arkham, getting a hold of Jim Gordon to go in and find the Joker just because something seems up, I got excited. And the movie got better from there because it really followed the book pretty well. And a lot of the scenes are straight out of the book, word for word. And that's what I was looking for. But it still didn't have the same grit that the Alan Moore story had. The art felt more cartoony, like the 92 Batman story. I feel like it needs the grit and the darkness, and with the more lighthearted drawings of the characters, it kind of took away from the story. Alan Moore did a great job with a dark, standalone, one-of-a-kind, really nuanced and intelligent story, and it just felt kind of dumbed down with the more childish drawing that they went with. That's just my opinion on this, that the art took away from it, and the first 20-25 minutes being this Barbara Gordon love story with Batman that was just attached for no reason. It only took away from the movie. This part of the movie that follows the book, I greatly enjoyed. The beginning really takes away from what the book brings and what makes the book great, which is a really dark, mature story. It's okay to have something that's cartoons for adults. You don't need to dumb it down and take away from the experience that that book is. So I don't want to say that I feel like I want my money back from the movie. It just wasn't what I was hoping it would be. I kind of thought that they had like a no-brainer on this one. Follow this top 10 Batman story and it's going to be good. But they tacked on this made-up story that has served no purpose. It does start with them talking to Mark Hamill and his appreciation of the character and how of Joker and how Joker's evolved. Since he had said that he was done playing Joker after the Arkham Asylum game, like doing the voice work for it, that he'd only come back for Killing Joke. And we got Killing Joke, so we got Mark Hamill back. We got Kevin Conroy back. When I read Batman and when I read Joker, I hear Kevin Conroy and I hear Mark Hamill. So it was really awesome in the beginning hearing Hamill talk about his love of the character and what he puts into it. And then after the movie, there's about 10 minutes where they talk to the composers of the music and about how the music can really impact what you feel in a scene and without even realizing it. And I enjoy that because when you read the comic book, there's no sound in it. So it's like it adds this extra dimension to it. So that was really cool. That's just my take on it. I'd love to hear your guys' feedback on what this is and how you felt and what your opinions were. If you think I'm wrong, but fine, let me know. I'm more than ready to defend my opinions on this. If you feel like I did, I understand your pain then, having watched this. Be on the lookout for more reviews. I hope to do this more regularly, and don't forget to check out the other stuff that I've got up on Capes and Scales, the Jupiter's Legacy review, Sex Castle review. If there's something that you want me to review and I haven't read it, I'll read it and review it. If there's something that, you want reviewed, just send it in. If I've read it, I'll throw a review up for you. I'm all about reaching out to you guys. Have a good night.